Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. There were reports given on road work and the fire department during this month's Bingham Township Board of Trustees meeting. Trustee Charles Brillat report the Huron County Road Commission is replacing the tube on Munford Road between Verona and Tire Roads. Spreading gravel is being done, and he is working on getting the cost for repairing part of the unimproved Huron Line Road that was washed out damage, or has washout damage from rainstorms. Also, Supervisor Kevin Grifka reported that some work will be done on Huron Line Road between Jurgis and Tire Roads. According to during the meeting, Bingham Township Fire Chief Joseph Staser reported as of July 8th, the fire department had 16 emergency calls, all the fire trucks passed inspection, and that the fire department and Central Huron Ambulance held a joint training session. And the Caseville City Council met this morning at 8 a.m. at City Hall. That was the meeting that was rescheduled from July 13th because there was not a quorum. According to the preliminary agenda, the council was expected to review proposals to place a banner, two requests for funding, and do proposed budget adjustments. And the first female lighthouse keeper in Michigan was remembered July 18 during a brief ceremony dedicating a barn quilt in her honor. Representatives from the Point of Arcs Maritime Museum, the Port Hope Area Historical Society, and the community gathered at the Port Hope Lumberyard Museum to dedicate the quilt named Catherine's Guiding Light. Marilyn Becker of the Maritime Museum told the group that Catherine Shook was the keeper at the Point of Arcs Lighthouse from 1849 to 1851. She took the role after the light's first keeper, her husband Peter Shook, drowned. The barn quilt was designed and painted by volunteers with the Historical Society's Barn Quilt Project Committee. Catherine's Guiding Light will be on display August 1 at the Point of Arcs Museum and Lighthouse during the Heritage Festival. The quilt then will get its permanent home on the wall of the Lumberyard Museum. And a Huron County man is moving forward toward sentencing after entering a plea in circuit court. Tommy Joe Britt appeared before Judge Brill today to face the charge of sexually delinquent person. Britt entered a no-contest plea to the court. Under the terms of the plea agreement, both the prosecution and defense have stipulated to a sentencing guideline range of 12 to 20 months. The charge carries a maximum potential sentence of one day to life, and Britt will be required to register as a Tier 1 sex offender for 15 years. Judge Brill set the sentencing date for September 21, 2026 at 9 a.m. Britt's bond remains at 10,010%. Effective immediately, he is to be entered into SORA. When we come back from this Al Hansen sponsor message, we'll continue with your local national news.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that comes with peace of mind, then you need to come shop at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Every vehicle we sell that isn't on our economy lot comes with a warranty at no additional cost to you and no confusing fine print. This week I'm featuring a 2021 Chevy Equinox. It's all-wheel drive and like new with only 23,000 miles. You get Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, heated cloth seats, remote start, power liftgate, and a backup camera with parking sensors and more. It's priced to sell at $22,780. If you are looking for a compact SUV that's good on gas, we have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's also low mileage for the year with 41,000 miles. It's the top trim and fully loaded. Come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,580. Need a third row? We have a 2020 Ford Explorer. It's also packed with features. You get heated seats front and back, heated steering wheel, four-wheel drive, remote start, Bluetooth, navigation, a backup camera, and a ton more. It has 90,000 miles and we're asking $21,980. If you need a truck, we just got in a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew Cab. It's four-wheel drive, has a 5-liter V8, towing package, a backup camera, and Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. We're asking $29,980.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Carty. Continuing with our national news, federal authorities prepare security surge for Metropolitan Transit. Federal law enforcement officials announced plans to bolster immigration and transit security presence across several major U.S. metropolitan hubs following escalating political clashes over municipal sanctuary policies. Federal border office officials signaled that specialized enforcement units would target high-density urban areas in the coming weeks. The announcement triggered immediate pushback from municipal leaders who argue the moves create unnecessary fear in local communities. Legal experts anticipate immediate courtroom challenges from city governments seeking injunctions against increased federal operations. For now, local law enforcement agencies state they will maintain standard operational protocols. In other national news, U.S. trade negotiators head to Mexico City for USMCA review. Top U.S. trade representatives are scheduled to arrive in Mexico City today for a critical round of bilateral discussions surrounding the formal joint review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Talks are expected to center on automotive manufacturing, origin rules, energy sector regulations, and agricultural access across North American borders. American negotiators emphasize that strict enforcement of labor and supply chain standards remains a top priority. The meetings mark a key milestone in evaluating how the trilaterally negotiated trade pact has performed since its inception. Business coalitions on both sides of the border are urging negotiators to provide regulatory stability for ongoing manufacturing investments. When we come back from this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll continue with your international news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, European Union drafts strict cross-border synthetic media laws. European Union regulators in Brussels unveiled proposed legislation establishing uniform compliance standards for artificial intelligence content and synthetic media across all member states. The proposed directive mandates clear digital origin labeling for synthetic images and subjects, algorithms used in financial trading to rigorous auditing. European technology ministers argue the framework is necessary to protect public disclosure and consumer safety. The tech industry trade groups are lobbying for extended implementation timelines, citing compliance costs for mid-sized software firms. The draft bill now moves to the European Parliament for formal debate later this fall. In other international news, Tokyo Climate Summit focuses on Asian power resilience. Government ministers and energy executives gathered in Tokyo today to address urban heat resilience as record summer temperatures place unprecedented strain on Asian electricity grids. Delegates highlighted the need for rapid deployment of battery storage systems and cross-border grid interconnections to handle summer peak loads. Japanese officials shared details on new cooling infrastructure projects designed for high-density metropolitan centers. The summit concluded with a joint agreement to accelerate funding for clean energy grid upgrades across Southeast Asia. Participating nations pledged to finalize shared technical standards before next year's summit. When we come back from this Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Have you recently had hail damage to your vehicle? Stilson Collision on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe specializes in hail damage repair. Trust your vehicle to the experts with over 95 years combined experience. They know how to repair your car, truck, van, or SUV correctly. With free loaner cars available while your work is getting done, makes it as convenient as possible when you take your hail damage to Stilson Collision. So pick up the phone and call 989-553-3649. That's Stilson Collision, located 2.25 miles west of Fillion on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe.
This is Luke Stilson. At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our obituaries, Frank Philip Tulaski Jr., age 87 of Bad Axe, Caseville, passed away peacefully Friday, July 17th, 2026. Frank served his country with honor in the United States Army from 1957 to 1959, carrying the values of dedication, discipline, and loyalty with him throughout his life. Frank is survived by Elaine Tulaski, his children Trudy, Tammy, Todd, Tina, and Tracy, brothers, grandchildren, and 16 great-grandchildren. A massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, July 23rd, 2026, at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish, St. Rock Catholic Church in Caseville. Frank's family will be present to receive visitors on Wednesday at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., with the time for sharing memories between beginning at 6 p.m. and at the church on Thursday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to Caseville Food Bank, care of Caseville Methodist Church. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And on July 18, 2026, as the Lord called Francis Kokoba, you can come home now. Francis Fritz Josephine was born on December 15, 1922. Francis is survived by her daughters Mary, Sandy, grandson, great-granddaughter, grandsons, sisters. Visitation for Fran's final goodbyes will be on Wednesday, July 22, 2026, beginning at 10 a.m. until Mass or Christian burial at 11:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Rapson. Following a walk with Fran to her final resting place at the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers or mass offerings, friends request you your generosity to St. Thomas Aquinas Outreach Mass, OLLH Catholic School in Harbor Beach, or the St. Joseph Catholic Church Cemetery in Rapson Fund. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in a thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe, and by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department, and by Thumb Area Septic. Call 989-673-2628. For all of your septic-related needs.